This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with the Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Edward Woodson. You can check me out at edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. We're live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. And there's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or you could call in if you want to join into the show. The number here is 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. Again, this is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina, and it is an honor and a privilege truly to sit in for the great Joe Messina. Hillary just does not want to go away. She will not go away. I've got to the point where I am literally embarrassed for her. I'm embarrassed for her, really. I'm not kidding you. During the presidential campaign of 2016, seems like just yesterday, Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton demeaned all middle-class voters and most of flyover country by classifying voters as a basket of deplorables. She ultimately expressed regret for her comments, but this week, on a trip to India, she continued to display remarkable ignorance about the country she wanted to represent. Mrs. Clinton said that the states that supported her candidacy were dynamic and moving forward, while those that did not were backwards. The states she won, Mrs. Clinton said, represented two-thirds of the country's wealth, and continued her insults against those in flyover country that opposed her candidacy. She said that middle Americans supported Donald Trump because they were motivated by racism, and the women that voted against her did so because their husbands told them to. Now let's just break that down. Let's be honest here. Mrs. Clinton's remarks, though, while insulting to half the country, reflect the mainstream view of most liberals from coast to coast. You see, to liberal voters in Manhattan and Hollywood, Mrs. Clinton has stated exactly what they believe. That's because the Democrat Party is no longer the party of the middle class or the working class. It is the party of the wealthy, and it has been for some time. Now, while Democrats routinely denounce the rich and their influence on the political process, they would be nowhere without them. Their biggest supporters are the uber-rich. Tom Steyer, the billionaire mega-donor, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars over the past half decade attempting to elect Democrats to Congress and the White House. George Soros, one of the richest men in the world, bankrolls most liberal causes. Warren Buffett was more than happy to join with fellow billionaire Bill Gates of Microsoft fame to push for higher taxes. From Oprah to Mark Cuban, the Democrat Party has become the party of the elites. Now, there's a little debate. The Democrat Party and their billionaire allies are the party of the rich. Now, let's go back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is the only candidate, the only presidential candidate in recent history to lose popularity after a defeat. And she seems determined to keep it that way. Going back to the India trip over the weekend. By the way, did you see her fall down the stairs? Yeah. She's got this problem walking downstairs, even when people are holding her. Anyway, that happened. But speaking in India, she blamed Trump's election on voters who, and I'm quoting, didn't like black people getting rights, don't like women, you know, getting jobs, don't want, you know, and this is the best part. So she's riffing. She's literally riffing off the top of her head. So she's saying, again, they don't like black people getting rights. They don't like women, you know, getting jobs. They don't want to, you know, see that Indian Americans succeeding more than you are. Because she was in India. So, of course, while she was in India, she looked out at the crowd and she noticed that there was a bunch of Indians there. Red dot, not feather. And she thought to herself, well, you know, let me just throw in the Indian-American deal in there, too. Yeah. Trump doesn't like Indian-Americans either. Of course, she also claimed that married white women supported Trump in response to pressure to vote that way. Yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Welcome back to the show. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina on the Real Side. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. You can find me at edwardwoodson.com and follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. Democrats are angry over Hillary Clinton and her latest comments. They should have been angry at the very... You know what they... Why did they even go with her? They shouldn't be angry at themselves. Forget about Hillary's comments. There's a piece in the Hill today. The Democrats are angry over Hillary Clinton's latest comments. Even some of Clinton's former aides and surrogates say the former Democrat presidential nominee should back away from the discussion about her failed campaign because it's harmful to the party. When are they going to take her out? In fact, I saw today, I was watching CNN doing show prep today. And what was it? Robbie Mook was on there, and he's even telling her to shut up. Okay? So, some of the Democrats, this is what they're saying. She's annoying me. She's annoying anyone. Everyone, as far as I can tell, this is a Clinton surrogate. Who lets her say these things? One former senior Obama White House aide added, if these statements are a form of catharsis, it would be in the Democratic Party's best interest to get her, for her to get these out of her system soon. We need leaders like her to look forward to 2020 and how to unify the party, not continue to relitigate the past. It's funny to me because, you know, you keep hearing about this blue wave that's coming. It's going to be a big blue wave coming. I keep hearing about that. In fact, let me talk about this election last night. Okay? The Republican was outspent by the Democrat, 3-1. And the Republican, Rick Saccone, I think the final outcome was 59.9 to 59.8, something like that. It was really close. And this guy, Rick Saccone, was apparently just a horrible candidate. The Republicans, if they keep running these candidates that suck, they're going to, they're going to lose. They have to stop running people like Roy Moore. And I guess I don't know much about this Rick Saccone, but Trump won this by 22 points. Yeah, the Republican Party has become the Washington Generals. You remember the Washington Generals? It was the team that the Harlem Globetrotters always played. That's the Republican Party. In fact, there's a piece in Reuters, okay? Republicans sounded the alarm on Wednesday after Democrats claimed victory in a Pennsylvania congressional election. See, there's a referendum on U.S. President Donald Trump's performance. In an ominous sign for Trump's Republicans, 8 months before national midterm elections. 8 months! Because I've been hearing now for a while, there's going to be a blue wave. In fact, one of the things that I was reading from the experts was that the tax cuts that the Republicans thought would be an advantage to them was actually not. And so the media is saying that this is proof that Republicans are going to lose the House, and that that will be the beginning of the end for Trump in this fantasy that they've created in their minds. That just a matter of time before we get rid of Trump. Let me just say this about this goofy election. This is a special election. Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, called the election a wake-up call. Wake-up call. I think that this is not really a big deal, to be honest with you. I don't think there's going to be a blue wave. In fact, I'll say this right here, right now, on this show. There's not going to be a blue wave. And the reason why there's not going to be a blue wave, it's because of the economy, stupid. The economy. When people see that they have more money, in their pockets, they are going to, they're not going to run out and vote against their pocketbooks. Because what exactly are the Democrats running on? We want to raise your taxes? That guy lowered your taxes and he's a bad man. We want to raise your taxes. Because you don't want more money. You want us to handle your money, right? That's what's going to run on. I was watching the Sunday shows, right? And it's funny. They characterized the week of Donald Trump as a very bad week. Donald Trump had a very, very bad week last week. You know, with the Stormy Daniels story, it won't go away. And also the Russian investigation. They made no mention of Korea. And how probably the greatest single American foreign policy event since Nixon going to China. Something that no president has been able to do. I go back to Truman, frankly. And yet not a mention of it. He has averted World War III. Remember, we were on the brink of nuclear war and annihilation with North Korea. And then we were told that Trump exasperated the situation by threatening Kim Jong-un. All right, I got to take a quick break. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina on the Real Side. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless him.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
To the real side, I'm your guest host, Edward Woodson, sitting in for Joe Messina. You can follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. Also, go to my website, edwardwoodson.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have an Android and Apple app, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. And the deep state can also track you very easily. Anyway, I want to go back to this notion that the media keeps telling us that there's going to be a blue wave. There's a blue wave coming. It's not just a wave. It's going to be a tsunami. I keep hearing that. But facts are kind of... Not going to support that. In fact, look at the jobs numbers. The February job gains came in at a whopping 313,000 new jobs. But they don't want to talk about that. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. So, I don't understand. You know, these are the same people, that are telling you there's going to be a blue wave, right? Are the same experts that told you that there was going to be a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton. Right? Same people. And the same experts also told you that the markets were all going to crash. Donald Trump became president. Remember that? Remember Mark Cuban coming out and telling us that the markets are going to crash. Remember that? The experts. And These same experts also have told us time and time again that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's a buffoon. You know, he can't, you can't speak like that. He's not presidential. Remember when he said to Kim Jong-un, called him Little Rocket Man, and the media, of course, said, yo, you can't talk to him that way. What's wrong with you? And he said, talked about how Fire and Fury. I remember he made that comment. He said, Kim Jong-un best not mess with the U.S. He actually said that, best not, like a gangster, like a gangster. Said he best not, because he'll be met with fire and fury. And remember, everybody said, oh, you can't talk that way. But Donald Trump made Kim Jong-un blink. And yet he's got no credit for that. He's averted now, according to the media, because remember the media said that Donald Trump was going to lead us into a nuclear war, World War III, because he, you know, insulted Little Rocket Man. You know, the great thing about Trump and his nicknames for people is he, it's no different from, I say this all the time, he's an alpha male. And he's, comes down to, like, you know, the playground. And if you have a bully like a Kim Jong-un, the first thing you got to do to the bully is you got to punch him in the face. That's what Trump does. And so the bully backed down. And I love how they say also that that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. You know that you can't be prepared for this. How can he be prepared? I heard one of the Obama, again, experts that they have on these panels. Don't you love these panels, too, by the way, they have? Like, CNN always have a panel, and they'll have, like, three or four people that are liberal Democrats, and then they'll have, like, a never-Trumper, like, you know, Amanda Carpenter, right? Who hates Trump, but that's the Republican. So then, you know, we're balanced. We've got a Republican that hates Trump. And it's always funny to me that they kind of paint him as this buffoon, doesn't know what he's doing. That he, you know, he's never been around heads of state. He's never been around successful people. In all the years that he was a successful businessman and developer in New York. In New York. But yeah, he's a buffoon. He doesn't know what fork to pick up. He's never been around these people. You can't expect him. I mean, the Obama administration, we had to prepare for these meetings. Trump just can't go in there. And I'm thinking to myself, who do they think he's going to talk to? How old is Kim Jong-un? What is he, 28 years old? You're telling me this guy is a guy that's in his 70s, what, 71 now? And that all he's done is made deals his whole life. You're going to tell me that all of a sudden this guy, he can't negotiate with Kim Jong-un because, you know, Kim Jong-un is going to run circles around him. And then, you know, I keep hearing this, too, like, well, we need to, have talks first. And the way we do it is that we have lower level people setting up the parameters of the talks, and then you kind of have the top guys come in and just tie a nice little bow around it neatly. Problem with that is that nobody's ever been able to do that since Truman. And nobody really speaks for Kim Jong-un but Kim Jong-un. So you have to have... I mean, I think it's a brilliant move. And I think the sooner the better. I mean, think about that for a minute. He's going to sit down and talk with Kim Jong-un. That was inconceivable. Inconceivable just a few months ago. Because Trump was a buffoon and there's no way that could ever happen. And he was going to start World War III and there's going to be nuclear annihilation. We had to worry about the Asian Peninsula. And now all that's been diffused because Trump. But what are they going to say now? So look, you've got the economy doing well. People are going to start feeling the effects of this tax cut. And again, I go back to what are you going to run? What's your message besides Trump sucks? What's your message? Really? What's your message? Trump sucks. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's a homophobe. He's, you know. We'll be right back. This is Edward Woodson sitting in for Joe Messina. You can check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. We'll be right back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Edward Woodson, sitting in for Joe Messina. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anytime, anywhere. Also, if you want to find me, I'm on EdwardWoodson.com. That's my website, EdwardWoodson.com. That's EdwardWoodson.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at EdwoodsonShow. I wanted to talk about this real quick. Did you see Trump yesterday? Trump goes to California. By the way, the first time he's ever gone to California. Didn't go to California when he ran. Hasn't gone so far as president. So he goes to San Diego. I don't know if you saw this. This was hilarious. This is why Trump is so awesome, because he's hilarious. And here's the thing about Trump. Look, he's funny. Bottom line, but
infuriates, of course, the people that hate him. The infuriates the Never Trumpers, and of course the left hates him, and the establishment Republicans hate him, and that's why we like him, of course. But so he goes to San Diego. Well, I'm going to play the clip for you. Basically, he says that, the wall's got to be high because you got to people that can crawl over the wall, and that they're incredible climbers. See, this goes back to all the way, and I know that people are going to be outraged by this, but this goes all the way back to the, remember when Trump said, during the election, when he said, when he looked at the cameras and he said, hey, by the way, WikiLeaks, if you have Hillary Clinton's emails, the press would like to get them if you have those 33,000 emails. And see, we, the people that don't live in the bizarro world, we knew exactly what he was talking about. It was funny. But of course, the media that has absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever, what did they do? They're like, oh, did you see that Trump asked the Russians for Hillary's email? You see that? That's proof positive. But I just want to play this for you. Because the optics of this and the symbolism of this, it's like full circle from the election and from him coming down the escalator. Okay? Talking about immigration. And that's when, he started talking about the wall, pretty much. But anyway.
Okay, folks. Thank you.
You get it?
For you.
Excuse me?
I'm coming here to see
you. Oh, yeah, fantastic. I mean, we're looking very much at the wall with some see-through capability on the other side and then solid concrete on top or steel and concrete on top. The round piece, if you see up here or you see more clearly back there, the larger it is, the better it is because it's very hard to get over the top. It's really deterrent from getting over the top. Who would think? But getting over the top is easy. These are like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls. Some of them they can. Those are the walls we're not using. So we've determined that you guys have done a fit.
These people are professional mountain climbers. They're going to play. Wait, here we go.
From getting over the top. Who would think? But getting over the top is easy. These are like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls. Some of them they can. Those are the walls we're not using. So we've determined that you guys have done a fantastic job. We've determined what to do. This way, when we build, we're not like saying, oh, gee, I wish we did it a different way. But if you didn't have it, you would have a tremendous problem. And even the walls they have now, they're not holding out. They're not holding up. And they're small, but they're really great compared to what they had before. Right. It's up to about 95%.
Correct. Right. Now, I can just point out, we're showing pictures of the United States, of course, too. But there's been an equal...
Oh, God. I'm sorry. That was hilarious. These people are incredible climbers. Getting over the top is easy. They're like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls, Trump told the reporters during the tour of the border wall prototypes. I got to tell you, I mean, that's awesome. During his visit to California, of course, Trump spoke out against Governor Jerry Brown and the state sanctuary laws. Did you see that in Texas now, liberals are outraged because of the fact that the court has now, the federal court has now sided with Texas in their fight for sanctuary cities. Now, I just want to say this about this sanctuary city thing. This is a surefire loser. This is a surefire loser for sanctuary cities, for sanctuary states, for quote-unquote progressives, for the party,
the Democrat Party. You know, the Democrat Party has now become the party of treason. They're the party of lawlessness. Not only are they the party of the rich now, they're also the party of lawlessness. Because they're okay with these sanctuary cities. It always amazes me that I should somehow feel sorry for people that have broken the law. For some reason. Only this law should I feel sorry for them. Only this law. Why? Why? You see, it really comes down to nobody likes somebody that cuts in front of them in a line. That's what this is. Look, my mother was an immigrant. I'm a first-generation American. And I talk about it all the time. My mother came to this country. She sacrificed everything, sent me to really good schools. But she came here legally. So I have, and look, everyone came here from somewhere, unless you were an American Indian. Everybody came here from somewhere. We were all immigrants at some time. I get that. But the people that did it legally, I'm sorry, they're not down with people that did it illegally. They're not. Because it comes down to a basic human belief in, I don't like somebody cutting in front of me in the line. I don't care if it's at the movie theater, you're waiting in line at a restaurant, you're waiting in line to get into wherever. Somebody cuts in front of you, you're like, hey, everybody in the line would be like, hey, dude, you're cutting in front of us. No. That's what this comes down to. It's very simple. I don't understand why people don't get this. It's really simple, actually. It comes down to that. It really comes down to that. Just cutting in front of my line here. And we nobody's against immigrants. And the more you keep pushing it, the more people are going to be resistant to it. I'm going to tell you right now. Same with this gun thing. Do you think it's a coincidence that the NRA membership has soared? Why do you think that is? I mean, look, the best salespeople for NRA membership are these banned gun teenagers. Okay? They're the best. That's why you see NRA membership going up. You see, the more you push, the more people are going to push back. And it's never worked. This gun thing is never worked. All right, we'll be right back. Edward Woodson filling in for Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere.